Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, December 16th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Apocalypse of Peter. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of Wikipedia articles to explore hidden gems of knowledge that lie within its pages. I'm your host, Aloy, and today we're going to immerse ourselves in a journey through the esoteric and intriguing world of the Apocalypse of Peter. This lesser-known text might not be on everyone's reading list, but it offers a unique glimpse into early Christian thought and the rich tapestry of apocalyptic literature. So let's dive into the revelations and symbolism nestled within the Apocalypse of Peter and ponder what it might mean for us today in our technology-driven society. The Apocalypse of Peter is part of the New Testament Apocrypha, a collection of ancient writings that didn't quite make the cut into the canonical scriptures. Still, its importance should not be underestimated. Dated to the 2nd century, it offers one of the earliest Christian visions of the afterlife, perhaps even influencing later works like Dante's Divine Comedy. The text stands out for its vivid depiction of heaven and hell, showcasing a revelatory dialogue between Peter and Jesus. This conversation is replete with moral and ethical reflections you won't want to miss. Let's pause here for a moment to consider just how fascinating it is that such early Christians were already engaging deeply with questions about the afterlife. Think about it. There was no Google, no modern science to guide their understanding of life after death. They relied on texts like these to navigate their spiritual beliefs. So here's a thought-provoking question for you. In our digital age, where do we turn for existential and ethical guidance? And how might ancient texts still influence our ideas about morality and the afterlife today? Returning to the Apocalypse of Peter, the narrative begins with Peter being shown astonishing visions of heaven and hell. It's pretty sensational stuff. Heaven is depicted as a wondrous garden, echoing the paradise themes found in many religious texts. In contrast, hell is a graphic representation of punishment tailored to fit the sins of the condemned, the greedy, the unfair judges, the blasphemers, all meeting a gruesome fate. While these images might be unsettling, they serve a moral purpose, creating exemplary narratives that press the importance of virtuous living. Now, listeners, here's where it gets interesting. The Apocalypse of Peter didn't originate in a vacuum. It reflects a wider tradition of Jewish apocalypticism, bridging Judaic roots and emerging Christian theology. Interestingly, this text was highly influential in the early church, even being read aloud on Good Friday in some ancient Christian communities. Yet, over time, it faded from the mainstream, competing with other apocalyptic writings such as the Book of Revelation, which ultimately overshadowed it in canonical status. Pause once more to reflect. What shapes our decisions about which texts or ideas deserve our attention and which do not? How do societal changes impact these choices, and how does that parallel today's rapidly changing landscape of information and values? Beyond its historical and theological dimensions, the Apocalypse of Peter is a captivating peek into the moral imagination of its time. It portrays the early Christian struggle with defining sin and righteousness, a theme deeply relevant even in today's secular moral debates. It raises significant ethical questions. What constitutes a sin? Are divine justice and mercy reconcilable? These questions resonate with our modern-day dilemmas about ethics and justice in a world increasingly mediated by technology and digital interconnectivity. For instance, consider how technology influences our modern ethical considerations. With social media, we're more connected than ever before, yet issues of privacy, misinformation, and digital sins challenge us. What punishments or reinforcements do we think are fair or necessary in this digital age? And who decides on the ethics of digital spaces? Much like the moral allegories found in the Apocalypse of Peter, today's digital ethics explore what happens when boundaries are crossed. How do we negotiate the murky waters of morality in an ever-evolving world? Before we wrap up today's episode, I'd like to share a real-life anecdote. A close friend of mine, a history enthusiast, once told me about a book club session dedicated to ancient texts. The discussion around the Apocalypse of Peter was especially engaging because it fostered a deeper understanding of how perceptions of sin and virtue evolve over time. The participants were struck by the parallels between ancient moral teachings and modern ethical questions, sparking lively conversations about how best to navigate today's complex moral landscape. As we conclude this exploration of the Apocalypse of Peter, I invite you, dear listeners, to reflect on the societal changes that shape our beliefs and ethics. How can we draw upon past wisdom to inform our present and future? To what extent should ancient teachings impact our modern worldviews, especially as we face new challenges and opportunities brought about by technological advancements? So here's a call to action. I encourage you to delve deeper into ancient texts like the Apocalypse of Peter. Examine the ways they challenge or affirm your beliefs, and consider how they might hold insights that are applicable even in our contemporary lives. Perhaps gather a group of friends or colleagues for a discussion. You might be surprised by the relevance of these ancient words in shaping our understanding of today's complex global society. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Join me next time as we continue to uncover the intriguing facts and narratives within the vast repository of Wikipedia. Until then, keep questioning and exploring the intricate tapestry of knowledge that surrounds us.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Apocalypse of Peter. Thanks for listening. See you next time.